Coming up on Hands on iOS, I am going to show you everything you need to know about Test Flight, Apple's way to test beta apps from the App Store. Hands on iOS is brought to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. You're focused on security, but are your employees? Well, LastPass can ensure that they are by making access and authentication seamless, whether employees are working in the office or remotely. Visit LastPass.com/Twit to learn more.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands on iOS is brought to you by Raycon. Go to buyraycon.com/HOI and check out their wireless earbuds and get 15% off your order today. If you listen to tech podcasts, and specifically ones about iOS, then chances are you probably have heard the word test flight. Or you've heard the words, I am testing a beta right now, or there's a beta version of this app out. And maybe you wanted to get in on that whole process. You wanted to help developers test their apps before they're available to the public. Let them know what is good or bad about their app. Let them know, well, what you feel is bad about their app. Let them know if there are bugs in the app. Let them know all sorts of issues. That is where Test Flight comes in. Test Flight is Apple's platform that lets developers send beta versions of their apps out to the masses, up to 10,000 people, in fact. I have used Test Flight on my iPhone since probably the beginning, in about 2015. Apple started using Test Flight as its way to distribute betas. There are some external options, and in fact, before Test Flight became Test Flight, as it was owned by Apple, it was one of those ways for developers to release beta versions of their apps. But now, it is an internal way for developers to make beta versions, or the first and initial versions of their apps before the final release that they put on the App Store. So let's talk a little bit about Test Flight and how you might go about partaking in the fun, if you find it fun. Let's take a look. So here is the Test Flight app. You can go to the App Store at any time and download Test Flight from the App Store, typing in Test Flight and finding the Test Flight app icon and downloading it there is one way to do it. Of course, we'll include a link in the show notes as well. But here you can see the list of apps that I have currently that I have invites for to test beta versions of these apps. So, for example, you've got Pocket Casts, Scorecard, IFTTT, ExpressVPN, pCalc, and Nudget, and Wise. So let's tap on pCalc. That's a good one to start with. When you tap on an app, you can see some information about what the current version of this app is, how long this beta stays around before the app actually will expire on your device, what you should test in this app, including a way to send feedback to the developer and let them know, hey, here's what's going on. And some other information, including visiting the beta program website. That's Apple's beta program website. App details, so who it comes from, what email you're meant to email, when this version was released, how big it is, when it expires, what it's compatible with, whether there's an Apple Watch app and an iMessage app. All of that information is available. And notifications, letting you choose if you want to receive push notifications when there's a new version of the app, and or email notifications when there is a new version of the app. I typically turn off email notifications because the push notifications are just fine and dandy. You can also see previous builds of the app, so different versions that have existed before, so you know how long you've kind of been a part of the process. And last but not least, if the app is available on the Apple Watch, there is a toggle to let you add the beta version of that app to the Apple Watch, so I could toggle that on. Now here, I can tap to open the beta version of this app, but I want to show you there's also a share sheet in the top right corner that lets you send out information for joining the pCalc beta. So you could actually let others gain access to the beta if you so chose. Tapping on send beta feedback from here lets you include a screenshot if you'd like to. That will pop open the photo picker where you can choose a screenshot, or you can choose not to include a screenshot. So I'll tap on that. And then you can type in some information. As you can see at the top, it will send that information to the developer via Apple, and it will also include your email address so that the developer can reach out to you and say, hey, here's what's going on. Here's, you know, what's might be the issue, or could you send me more information to help me figure out what the problem might be. Now, I want to show you what you do when you get an update. So this is the first screen for the Test Flight app. But as you can see, there's one app here that has not been updated to the most recent version that the developers have released. So I'm going to choose update. And you can see here, these are the things that the developer types in to say, this is what I want you to test. This is the new stuff that we've added. This is the stuff that you should check out. So I'll tap update and we'll let that load. And maybe John can speed up the audio here and video. This episode of Hands on iOS is brought to you by Raycon. Check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. Their newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet. You get 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a compact design that gives you a nice noise-isolating fit. The company was co-founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Brandy, and J.R. Smith are obsessed with Raycons. I love the way these Raycons fit. Now's the time to get the latest and greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/HOI. That's buyraycon.com/HOI for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. buyraycon.com/HOI. Now watch what happens when I open this app. So I'm going to tap open from within the Test Flight app, but you can do this from anywhere, and it will still do the same exact experience. But we'll tap it from here. Up pops the Wyze app, but look what pops up first. This is unique. This is because you are running a Test Flight beta. It reminds you again, here's what you need to test. You tap next, and it tells you to share feedback, take a screenshot, and send to the developer directly from this beta app. So I can choose start testing. I can then take a screenshot like so. I can tap on the screenshot. I can say this here. And I could put some text on the screen. Something wrong with this. That's a little bit of detail. You would really want to give some more detail about why you believe that there is something wrong with that. But again, this is just an example. I'll tap done. And then right there, you see there's the share beta feedback option. I tap on that and it includes your screenshot. It lets you share your email address so that the developer can reach out to you. You write what went wrong, what you think is the issue, and then you tap submit. And the developer is able to access that information and understand what you saw that went wrong with that beta app. So we're going to go back to the Test Flight app here. And lastly, I need to show you the way to kick some developer betas out of Test Flight if you do not want to use those apps. So let's say we choose Pocket Casts. You no longer want to use the beta version of the app. You instead want to just use the version that's available in the App Store. Well, all you do is scroll down to the bottom and choose Stop Testing. Then it will confirm, are you sure you want to go ahead and stop testing? Yes. And from that point on, you will be able to use the regular version of the app, and you will need to have another invite to start testing with testing with Test Flight again. So let's quickly talk about some things that you should understand about how Test Flight betas work. There are some sort of hidden features, so to speak, that make a difference when it comes to how Test Flight works on your device. If you already have a version of the app on your phone, so for example, I might have Pocket Casts already as a non-beta app on my phone. if I go to download the beta version of the app from Test Flight, and I already have the actual Pocket Casts app installed from the App Store, it will ask me if I want to replace that version with the beta version. So it simply switches those out, lets you use the beta version of the app. Now, how do you go about using betas, the Test Flight betas, on other applications, on other platforms? Well, there are multiple ways to test Test Flight apps depending on which platform you're using them on. For example, if you want to use the run a Test Flight app on your Apple TV, well, you can start by opening the invitation on your iPhone. You might get it via an email, you might get a link, whatever it happens to be, it'll open in Test Flight, it'll be there. And then once you get that installed, make sure that you have Test Flight logged in and installed on your Apple TV as well. And then you can go ahead and open up that Test Flight app and download it. That's a super simple way. And then as far as watchOS apps go, it's simply toggling on that switch that I showed you before. So I hope that helps you understand a little bit about Test Flight, a little bit about Test Flight betas, how they work, and lets you get a little bit more information, most importantly, about helping out developers who are working on new versions of their apps with awesome new features, who just need to know if there are certain bugs in their apps. If you have a question, a topic, an app, whatever it happens to be that you want to ask me about, it's very simple. You just email us. It's handsoniOS@twit.tv. You can also head to twit.tv/HOI to subscribe to this show in all of its formats, both audio and video formats. And if you'd like, you can subscribe on YouTube. It's youtube.com/handsoniOS. Don't forget to, along with hitting the subscribe button, ring the bell if you want to know right when the episode's available. And of course, hit the like button too. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of Hands on iOS. I will be back next week with more. Until then, goodbye.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I am Ant Pruitt, host at Twit TV. Got a question for you. Have you gotten tired of how bad your photos are looking every time you post them to Instagram? Better yet, have you gotten yourself a new camera and you can't quite figure out why the images just don't look that good? Well, I have a solution for you. It's my show, Hands on Photography. Each and every Thursday, I sit down and share different tips and tricks that are going to help make you a better photographer and a better post processor. So subscribe today at twit.tv/hop to learn more.